Good morning. Welcome to Sunday School here on the 19th of April, 2020. It's a blessing you could join us as we continue our series on the doctrines of salvation. We started off by looking at repentance and faith, man's part in salvation, then how God's grace leads him to offer us salvation. And then we talked about regeneration, the new birth, how God makes us a new creature. Last week we talked about adoption, how God adopts us into his family. We become children of God. He becomes our Heavenly Father. Today we're going to talk about the doctrine of substitution. And to understand it properly, we really need to go back to the Old Testament, Genesis, and see the foreshadow of the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ in the story of Abraham being told by God to sacrifice Isaac. So here in Genesis 22, if you want to turn there, verse 7, Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, that only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind them a ram caught in a thicket by his thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. So Jehovah Jireh means Jehovah will provide. And we'll talk a bit about this passage, and we'll talk today about substitution. First, let's pray. Lord, give us your wisdom. Guide us in your truth. Teach us from your word about our amazing salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. We commit this to you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So just a couple of things I want to point out in this passage, which again is the initial foreshadowing of the substitutionary death of Jesus, is Abraham made a statement of faith to his son. He said, God will provide himself a lamb. And of course, in the New Testament, when John the Baptist first saw Jesus starting his ministry, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, in John 1:29. So Jesus Christ was not only the Lamb of Exodus chapter 12, the Passover Lamb, but he also is the Lamb that Abraham prophesied of, that God would provide himself a Lamb, which is Jesus. But also we see that the Bible says Abraham offered this ram up in the stead of his son. And so there was this substitution. Abraham had been told by God to offer up his promised son, Isaac, and God provided a substitute. We owe death for our sin, and God provided a substitute. Now the chapter in Isaiah, chapter 53, if you want to turn there, many people call this the gospel in the Old Testament, and the reason for that is because it focuses so heavily on Jesus Christ's death at Calvary and how he was our substitute. So Isaiah 53, I'm going to just talk through it and comment on some things, but notice in verse 3, the Bible says, He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Verse 4, Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. So in verse 4, notice it says, He bore our griefs and he carried our sorrows. So there we see him taking upon himself our sin. And the Bible says that he was smitten of God. So this was God's will that Jesus Christ die as our substitute. On down to verse 5, He was wounded for our transgressions. Again, substitution. He was bruised for our iniquities. Substitution. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So again, we see that Jesus Christ took our place. Verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. So God laid on Jesus Christ our sin, which we will look at. But this passage so beautifully prophesied of the substitutionary death and suffering of Jesus Christ. Verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. So we see there that Jesus' soul would become an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. So that's a doctrine we'll be talking about in the future, the doctrine of propitiation. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Again, Jesus Christ bore our sins, which we'll talk about. And then in verse 12, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many. So again, we see that Jesus Christ, the Bible prophesied that he would bear our sins, that he would be an offering for our sin, that he would suffer in our place. And that is our message today, is this truth about the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ and suffering. So I just want to walk through a few points with you this morning about this great doctrine. I want to start by just showing you in the New Testament that Jesus Christ died as our substitute. And so we'll start in Romans chapter 5. Just walk through some scriptures that show us that he died in our place. Romans chapter 5. And let's look at verse 6 together through verse 8. So Romans chapter 5 verse 6 says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. So he died for sinners, for us. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So remember, the Bible teaches that the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. What we owe for our sin is to die eternally in hell. Jesus Christ died for us. So that's the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ. When Paul was talking about the gospel in 1 Corinthians 15, he said that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And then if we could look at 2 Corinthians in chapter 5 this morning, in verse 14 and 15. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 14 and 15. The Bible says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. So notice it says in verse 14, one died for all. And then in verse 15, it says he died for them, which is talking about us as sinners. So Jesus Christ died for our sins. He died in our place. We owed death. He paid the penalty of death. And when he died for us, if you go to Hebrews chapter 9, he took upon himself our sins. So he bore our sins, as we saw prophesied of there in Isaiah 53. So look at Hebrews 9, verse 28. The Bible says here, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So it says there, he to bear the sins of many. And then 1 Peter 2, verse 24, again, this great truth that Jesus Christ bore our sins. He paid the penalty that we owe, which is to die. So look at 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. So this beautiful truth that Jesus Christ was our substitute, that he died in our place, that he bore our sins. And I want us to understand another point this morning, and that is that Jesus did this voluntarily. Yes, it was God's will. Yes, it was God's plan. But Jesus had a choice. And remember, he prayed in the garden, "Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done." And he told the soldiers that he could have called down 12 legions of angels and ended it at any time. This was his choice. In other words, he gave himself. And I want to look at a couple of scriptures on that. Galatians 1 verse 4, turn there if you would. And I want to show this morning that yes, Jesus became our substitute when he died and bore our sins on Calvary, but he did it voluntarily. Galatians 1 verse 4, who gave himself for our sins. Jesus made a decision to give himself as a human for us. Galatians 2:20, most of you know, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Again, he gave himself. He made a decision to give of his own self for you and me. Ephesians 5 verse 2. So we've seen that he was our substitute. He died in our place. He bore our sins in himself. He became an offering for sin. Now we're showing that Jesus Christ did this voluntarily. Ephesians 5 verse 2. And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. So notice there, he gave himself as an offering and a sacrifice. Jesus Christ became our sacrifice. He became an offering for sin. And he did it voluntarily. He gave himself. And then 1 John 3:16, 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. He laid down his life for us. This was his decision, and he voluntarily did it. So when Jesus Christ died on Calvary, he died in our place. He bore our sins. He became an offering and a sacrifice for sin. But the Bible says he actually, more one step further, he actually became sin and a curse. So if you would look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, look at verse 21. And I just want to show that Jesus actually became sin and became a curse for us when he died as our substitute. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Notice it said he made him to be sin. So not only did Jesus die as our substitute and pay the penalty of death and bear our sins on himself, that they might be taken to the grave, but he actually became sin, the Bible says. And another way that God worded it over in Galatians chapter 3, if you want to turn there in verse 13. So he became sin, but look at Galatians 3:13. It says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So Jesus became sin. He became a curse for us, which explains the 3 hours of darkness in the middle of the day on the day of his crucifixion. So Jesus Christ paid the penalty of our sin, and he became that offering for us. He suffered in our place. So he not only died as our substitute, but he even suffered what we should have suffered. And the suffering of Jesus Christ was intense. And you can look at the Easter devotion, which summarizes all the ways in which Christ suffered for us. But I just want us to go to Hebrews now and just seal this study off this morning with this great truth that Jesus, when he died on Calvary, he was our complete offering, our complete substitute for sin. Notice Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9, if you would. It says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. Look at this next phrase. For the suffering of death. So he suffered death as our substitute, crowned with glory and honor. Now look at this last phrase. That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. He actually tasted death on our behalf. He did it for us because we owed death. The wages of sin is death. Now go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. The Bible says, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Again, this is the fulfillment of Isaiah 53, where Jesus became an offering unto the Heavenly Father for sinful man and our sins. And then we'll finish with 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 this morning. And so we've seen that God gave a foreshadow of the suffering, substitutionary suffering and death of Jesus Christ. We see in Isaiah 53, he prophesied that Jesus Christ would suffer and die and become an offering on our behalf. And we see that Jesus Christ was our complete substitute for sin and death, which we owed, that he did it voluntarily, that he even became sin and a curse for us. But we also see finally here that he was an acceptable offering. His death and his suffering was an offering unto God that was acceptable for our sin. Notice 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins. So there's that word suffering again. The just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. So our wonderful Savior became sin for us. He became a curse for us. He suffered as our substitute, and he died as our substitute, and became an offering for sin. Hebrews 10:10, by the which we were sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And so we praise God that Jesus Christ was our substitute. And that's our doctrine for today, is the substitutionary suffering and death of the Lord Jesus Christ on our behalf, which is the message of Calvary, which again shows why there's no other way to heaven but through the substitutionary suffering and death of Jesus Christ. What could we offer to God that would equate to that? Absolutely nothing. So I hope this will be an encouragement to you. We'll continue our study next Sunday morning at 10 as we continue looking at the many doctrines of salvation. Next week we look at imputation. Then we look at redemption, justification, atonement, propitiation, preservation, sanctification, and glorification. Thank you again. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful study and for the reminder that Jesus was an offering for us, that he died for us, that he suffered for us. How grateful we are that Jesus Christ did all this for us. Lord, I pray that we would serve you and we would tell others about the message of Calvary, that Jesus died in our place. We love you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.